Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way.
So Cinderella lived happily ever after, in spite of her mean stepmother and all the terrible things her mean stepmother made her do, like cleaning the chimney and sweeping out the fireplace. Now next week, boys and girls,
the program will feature a... Why'd you turn it off?
Maybe it wasn't over about Cinderella.
When we talk about next week, it's over.
I loved Cinderella.
Didn't you?
Nope.
Why not?
The whole thing about that mean stepmother... Boy, they can be mean.
You're lucky. I count on having my mother for your stepmother. She's not mean.
So far.
Well, I'm not worried, and I got a stepfather.
Who ever heard of a mean stepfather? It's only the mother who's famous for mean.
Now, do you think my mother would ever do all the rotten things Cinderella's stepmother did?
No. I guess not.
Barbie, dear, would you do me a favor? Save Alice some work and clean out the fireplace.
Now, I think if we can just shorten these sleeves a bit, that'll eliminate the rips.
This was Greg's.
Oh, I know, dear, but it'll look beautiful.
It'll still be Greg's.
No, it won't. It'll be yours. Wait till you see what your mother does with it.
In a store, everything's new.
In the store, everything costs money.
Hey, wait till you see how I'm going to fix the knees of Peter's pants. Leather patches, just like hunters wear.
They'll still be hand-me-downs.
Oh, is that what's stuck in your craw?
Maybe. What's a craw?
Well, it's just an expression. It means what's bothering you.
They'll look brand new, Bobby.
How come Greg and Peter aren't here getting hand-me-downs?
Well, they're over at Gordy's house.
They didn't even say goodbye.
Well, you were watching a television show with Cindy.
They could have said goodbye during the commercial.
You're right, sweetheart. They should have said goodbye. Hey, how about trying on these pants with a shirt, okay? Go ahead. I wonder why Bobby seems so upset this evening.
Well, maybe something happened at school.
Okay, which one of Marcia's sweaters do I end up with this year?
Give her my blue one.
Your blue one's faded.
We'll dip it. Peacock blue. It'll be gorgeous.
Swell. Give her my green one. I'll keep the blue one.
You girls let your mother work it out.
How about yours, Mom? When am I going to start getting your sweaters?
Oh, a little later, dear, after you've filled out a bit.
Mother, may I remind you there's a male in the room?
Oh, I didn't hear a word she said.
Then how come you answered?
Kids these days are just too darn smart.
After we finish, can we go to the movies with Nancy and Carla Dittmeyer?
Their dad's going to go there and pick them up and then drive them home.
Well, I suppose so. It is Friday night. Okay, dear?
What kind of movie?
It's one that's rated acceptable for children.
Must have been made before 1950.
Well, as soon as the movie's over, we'll come home.
Good.
You guys going to the movies?
Hi and bye, small fry.
See you later.
Can't I go too?
Oh, sweetheart, you're much too young to stay up so late. When you're older...
Besides, we couldn't take you looking like that.
Of course not. Who'd look at the screen?
Hey, those pants are great. I don't need this mop if you promise to slide around the floor for a while.
You're making fun of me, too.
I wouldn't make fun of you. I was just kidding.
I didn't think that was funny.
Well, even Bob Hope misses once in a while. Just a minute, sweetie. What's the matter?
I got something in my craw.
Your craw?
Well, that's what Dad says.
Well, whatever it is, you can tell me. After all, I've known you since the day you were born.
Say, that's right, Alice. You're my real housekeeper, and you're only a step-housekeeper to them.
Hmm?
The girls. You're their step-housekeeper, and nobody likes steps as good as they like the real ones.
You're coming through, but it's not making much sense.
It's like stepmothers. They like their own kids better than steps, don't they?
Where'd you ever get an idea like that? A stepmother can love her new children just as much as she does her own. So can step housekeepers.
Uh-uh. Cinderella's stepmother was real mean. I saw it on television with my own eyes. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
What you doing?
Well, I'm fixing Cindy's cradle before her doll wants to take a nap.
You said you'd fix my bike.
Oh, yeah. Well, I will, Bob. That's kind of a big job. I'll do that, Saturday. Do that tomorrow. Oh, don't worry. Your trusty steed will be riding the range again, partner. Bobby, you having trouble in school?
No.
Chester Brown picking on you again?
No. He doesn't pick on me anymore. Not since I told you my father was twice as big as his father.
Say. Well, I tell you, they don't make cradles the way they used to.
Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Are fairy tales ever really real?
No, of course not.
Not really real at all?
Well, there might have been some truth to them at one time. Then somebody took that one true little part, made a big fairy tale out of it.
You mean like Cinderella's stepmother could have been a living person and been rotten and mean? And somebody made up the pumpkin and the glass slipper and the fairy godmother and all that other junk?
Well, something like that. I'm afraid that story's really given stepmothers a bad name. You take your mother, for instance. She loves you boys as much as she loves her own daughters.
Are you sure?
What do you mean, am I sure? Sure, I'm sure. Your mother and I have 6 children now, and we love them all the same.
And you think that's what's been bothering Bobby?
Well, he told me he'd seen Cinderella on television tonight, and he's all shook up about stepmothers.
Oh, but that's silly, Alice. Bobby knows I love him.
Mrs. Brady, you know kids get the strangest ideas in their heads. Anyone would think you'd ask him to sweep out the fireplace lately.
Oh, Alice. Mike, is that meeting very important tonight?
Well, every meeting's important, honey.
More important than Bobby?
What kind of a question is that?
Honey, please be late for the meeting.
What's this all about?
Well, I think I know what's bothering Bobby. And what's more, I think I have a solution to the problem.
What does this have to do with my meeting?
Well, I want you to go to the bicycle shop with me now. It's open late Fridays, and we can give the bike to Bobby tonight.
Before his birthday?
Because of Cinderella.
Cinderella. Everybody's talking about Cinderella, then.
Well, look, I'll explain it to you on the way to the bicycle shop.
Okay.
And remember, not a word to anyone. We'll surprise Bobby, and then you go on to the meeting.
Oh, well, the heck with the meeting. Listen, if it's that important to Bobby, they can get along without me.
glass of milk?
Nuh-uh.
Not me?
Nuh-uh.
What'd you look in the refrigerator for?
Nothing. Sure is quiet around here.
Hey, you know why it's quiet around here? Because there isn't any noise. Nothing like a lack of noise to make it quiet.
Did Dad go to his meeting?
I don't know, I guess so. Hey, you know what kind of cookies we got? Your favorites. The marshmallow kind covered with chocolate?
Where's Mom?
You're really going to love these, Bobby.
Isn't Mom here either?
Well, she had to go out for a little while.
You mean nobody's here?
Well, what do I look like, the Invisible Woman?
Everybody went out and nobody said goodbye.
Well, maybe you were busy when they left.
I wasn't too busy to say goodbye. That's only one word. Or maybe two words. I keep forgetting.
Your mother will be back in a little while.
Where'd she go?
I don't know exactly.
Come on, Tiger. You're the only one around here who cares about me.
Hey. Come here. Believe me, sweetheart. You're getting yourself all upset about nothing. Everybody in this house loves you. Your mother, your father, your brothers, your sisters, and Alice. We all love you.
And everybody leaves and nobody says goodbye. That ain't love. Come on, Tiger. Me. I'll show 'em. I'm not gonna stay where I'm not wanted. I'm gonna run away. That's what I'm gonna do. Run away.
Watching TV. You seen my bubble gum?
Nope. I'm only taking things from my drawer.
Taking things for what?
It's a secret.
That's your suitcase.
I know it. I'm packing my things.
What for?
I told you it's a secret. I can't tell anybody.
I'm not anybody. I'm your brother.
Well,
I won't tell anyone else. I can keep my mouth shut. Look.
Okay. I'm gonna run away.
Wow. Did you ask Dad?
If you ask, you're not running away.
Yeah. Where are you gonna go?
To a place nobody knows about. Not even me.
How long are you gonna be gone?
Maybe all my life. Maybe longer.
Maybe we ought to tell Greg about this.
You said you wouldn't tell anybody.
Okay, I won't tell anybody. I'm sorry, I won't tell anybody.
Won't tell what?
I told you, I can't tell you. I promised Bobby. The only reason he told me is because I'm his brother.
Well, so am I, dummy.
Hey, yeah, that's right.
Now, if he can tell you, then you can tell me.
Bobby's gonna run away from home.
Run away? For real?
He's upstairs packing. For real.
Well, we can't let him.
How can we stop him when nobody's supposed to know?
We'll have to think of something.
Eggs. Cheese, orange juice. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Greg.
You kids should have your own supermarket. We need more eggs, more cheese, more milk. I better start ordering an extra quart.
Oh, you'll have plenty of milk after tomorrow.
After tomorrow? What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing.
I have this teeny tiny feeling you're trying not to tell me something.
Oh, it's a secret. A secret I can't tell anybody in the whole world.
Well, those are the only kind worth listening to. Proceed.
Sorry, I can't tell you, Alice. Not exactly.
Well, beat around the bush a little. If I figured out for myself, then you're not giving away the secret, right?
Right. Well, one of the kids in this family, who shall be nameless, is going to run away from home. And it's not me, or Peter, or Marcia, or Jan, or Cindy.
Marcia, Jan, Cindy, Greg, Peter, Bobby. Bobby's going to run away from home?
I didn't say that. I was just beating around the bush, that's all.
Your mom and dad, I got to tell them.
Don't forget, Alice, it's a secret.
Well, that's okay. Everybody knows I can't keep a secret.
That's what I was counting on.
I wonder where your folks went. I'll try the Stevens.
Well, what do you think, honey? You like it?
Yeah, especially the color. With his eyes?
And with a few little extras.
What kind of extras?
For instance, a license with the kid's name on it. For a buck.
Oh. What a wonderful idea. Yeah,
that's good.
What's his name?
Bobby.
Well, thanks anyway, Mrs. Korngold. Yeah, I thought they might have gone to your place for a bit. I'll try the Merediths. Bye.
Is it a beaut or is it a beaut?
Yeah, I'd say it's a beaut.
About the only thing left are side-view mirrors.
Side-view mirrors?
Well, that'll complete the picture. Believe me, folks, a kid who gets a bike like this will go absolutely wild. Take my word. Whoever gives it to him will win him over for life.
Win him over? Mike.
I know exactly what you're thinking.
This is bribery.
Exactly.
Now, we can't give that bike to Bobby now. Maybe later for his birthday. But not to win his love.
Let's go.
Okay.
What about the bike?
Well, look, hold it for us. We'll be back in about a month. The name is Brady.
Bye, and thanks for those magic words.
Yeah.
Magic words?
Mrs. Pfeiffer, this is Alice. Are Mr. and Mrs. Brady there? Oh, well, they didn't tell me where they were going. I wanted to ask them something. Thanks all the same. Is Bobby still packing?
He just switched to a bigger suitcase.
Yeah, mine.
I can keep an eye on him. I gotta find your folks before he leaves. Oh, thank heavens, they're home. You two wait here. If somebody has to squeal, I don't want it to be his brothers.
Thanks, Alice.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Brady.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, everything all right?
Oh, yes, everything's fine. Peachy keen, with one tiny possible little exception.
Something's wrong.
Well, nobody's hurt or sick or anything like that, but,
But what?
One of your little chickadees is about to fly the coop.
Fly the...
Take it on the lam, hit the road.
Bobby.
Without mentioning any names, yes.
Oh, Mike.
Where's Bobby now?
Well, according to reliable sources, he's upstairs packing. I've been phoning you all over town.
Thanks, Alice. Come on, Mike. I think we better go right up to him.
All right, but let's be careful how we handle this.
Well, I think you want to talk to him first.
And then?
I have an idea.
As soon as I get set somewhere, I'll send for you. I'd like to take you now, Tiger, but I can't carry all this and hold on to your leash, too.
Hi, Bobby.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Am I interrupting something?
In a way, before you got back, I wanted to be gone.
Gone? Are you going somewhere, are you?
Well, yeah. I'm kind of running away.
I see.
Why?
Lots of reasons. I tell you, we're just getting late and I better be going.
Don't you like it here anymore?
No, sir. Not as much as I used to.
Well, don't worry about it. You know, when a person isn't happy where he is, he has every right to look for a place where he can be happier. You know what beats me is how very wrong we were. We all love you. And we thought you loved us, too.
Oh, I do. It's just... Well, I better be going.
Here, I'll give you a hand.
You gonna let me go?
Yeah. Well, if that's what you really want. You will write, of course, and keep in touch, won't you?
Sure. As soon as I know where I'll be.
What about money?
I got $9.86.
Well, a lot of famous men have started out with less than that. Of course, you'll get more when you go to work.
Work?
Yeah, well, you're not going to keep running all the time. You're going to have to stop and go to work. What can you do, Bob?
Well, I can finger paint and glue things.
Well, I guess with that kind of experience, you can find an opening someplace. Lots of luck.
I thought you'd be mad.
Why? Listen, you wouldn't want me to stay around if I didn't want to, would you?
You have to. You're the father.
That's very true. But I don't want any son of mine staying when he doesn't want to.
Dad.
I'll walk you down. Goodbye, son.
Bye, Dad. Mom?
I heard you were leaving.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you let me take the big suitcase and you can carry mine.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm not going to let you go away alone. That's a big world out there. I'm going with you.
What about the other kids? You going to leave them?
Well, your father can take care of them for a while. Unless you don't want me to go with you.
Oh, Mom, would you really go with me?
Oh, really, Bobby?
Nobody said goodbye to me or anything. And I didn't think anybody cared.
Oh, sweetheart, everybody cares. And I'll bet you your baseball card, you can't guess who cares the most.
You? Even though I'm only a step?
Listen, the only steps in this house are those. The ones that lead up to your bedroom. So how about marching right back up there?
Hey, Dad! Mom and me are back home again.
Good, because that's where you both belong.
Isn't it wonderful, Mike? Talk about a happy ending.
Yeah, Bobby went to sleep as happy as a bird.
Darn that Cinderella anyway. Mm. You know, that's what started all the trouble.
Well, maybe we should write a nasty letter to the fairy tale control board.
Well, thank goodness all the other fairy tales aren't like that.
Good night, dear.
Good night, honey.
Mommy! Daddy!
Cindy, what's wrong?
What's the matter, sweetheart?
It's Henry.
Henry?
That bullfrog I found today. I've kissed him twice already, and he still hasn't changed into a prince. He's just a plain old bullfrog.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh.